Support for KNKX Studio Sessions come from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
Live on KNKX today, we're proud to present the Chad McCullough-Brahm Whiters Quartet. The band's been playing together for almost a decade, with three albums to their credit so far as a quartet, plus a couple of duo records. Chad and Brahm put out Feather last year, and the brand new one is Pendulum. Chad's on trumpet. He's a Seattle native now in Chicago. Brahm brings his piano skills to us from Antwerp, Belgium. Their modern mood music is equal parts melancholic and hopeful, beautiful and complex. The quartet includes Brahm's Belgian neighbor, Pete Verbeest, on bass. One of Seattle's favorite drummers, John Bishop, with them as well. We're excited to hear them live in our studios. Please help me welcome the Chad McCullough-Brahm Whiters Quartet.
Thank you.
right. It's the Chad McCullough Brahm Weiders Quartet live on 88.5 KNKX. Chad, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about how this U.S.-Belgium band started in Canada.
Well, we're international.
Yeah, yeah, right on.
Got to keep that. Bram and I did the... the jazz and creative music workshop at the Banff Center in 2009. We were participants in that and played a little bit and bonded over shared love of Belgian beverages and have been working together at ever since. So.
Brahm, I wonder if you could talk about what has kept you guys coming back to play with each other over and over with all the distance between you?
Yes, it was a kind of click. We made a connection. So after the Banff meeting with the beverages, Chad sent me a note like, hey, you're going to be in France and maybe we could play a little bit together. So I put up a couple of really low profile gigs. And so Chad said like, yeah, I have this drummer, John Bishop, who's coming along. So I said, yeah, great. And then so we did those gigs and it was really fun. And we felt like, okay, this is something. And so we kept on going on this nice energy, I guess.
Yeah. And it's been almost a decade long journey. And I wonder if you could talk about how, if at all, the music has changed since the early days you've been working together. I know three quartet records and now more recently a couple of duo albums.
Yes. Yes, that's the difficult question. That's why Chad was looking at me, I think. No. one of the evolutions is like that we are also developed a duo out of the quartet. It grew out kind of naturally because we were playing some intros and some stuff, and then we recorded all the intros, and then it was like, oh, that's more than an intro, that's actually an album, I guess. So that's one of the things, and I think like most of it has grown over the years. It's maybe a little, we were talking about beverages, but we were talking about beer, but maybe the music is more like wine, that it has to age a little bit. So I think now it has aged, for 10 years. So that's maybe a nice time to consume it.
It's also, it's a relationship like anything else. You have 10 years with somebody, you learn how to work together. Like every time you kind of figure out more different ways to get to know each other and work together and be in the same space in a tour van throughout a small region of the world. You know, like all of these things, like they develop over time and there's no substitute for that.
Excellent. Now, there's always been a lot of talk about the differences between jazz audiences here in the States and abroad, but I'm more interested to know what the differences are between the lifestyle of a jazz musician here in the States versus working in Belgium. Brahm, maybe that's the question for you.
Yes. I think basically like a lot of things are the same, although like every person is, of course, different. So, but... Well, there's a couple of like handy things in Belgium, like easy health insurance.
Very nice.
And like they have like unemployment help for if it doesn't work out for like a couple of months or even years. So that can be a nice basis to be a little bit more free in some decisions you take. So, for example, me, I'm not teaching at this moment. Well, because there's some things to fall back on. So I think that helps.
Right.
Yeah.
We are live on 88.5 with the Chad McCullough Brahm Weiders Quartet. And up next, we're going to hear a song all about radical acceptance. When things aren't going right and you still make a good situation out of it. This one's called Glorious Traffic Jam.
Thank you.
Chad McCullough, Bram Weider's Quartet, live on 88.5 KNKX. That's Pete Verwiest and John Bishop at the bass and drums. We've heard a song from Chad, Nightingale. The first song we heard was your composition. And Bram, that last one, Glorious Traffic Jam, was yours. And I wonder how songwriting works with this group. Are there any collaborations, or does the distance between you kind of dictate that, okay, Chad's going to write a song and Bram's going to write a song?
Usually for my side of things, I'll bring something to Bram and he'll go, oh yeah, well, you meant this. And it's like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Rom, does that sound about right?
I don't know what to say. But for some reason it works really well together, but most of the things are just written separately and then we get together and try them out and change a little thing here and there and we figure it out how mm-hmm. to, and then it blends together and yeah. as to in the repertoire. So yeah, I'm really happy, but I don't know how it comes or why it is.
I wonder if you could talk about how, if at all, you've influenced each other musically in the way you play, the way you think about music, Rob?
Yeah, I think like because we're playing like a long time together, if I have like, I'm not specifically writing for this band, but yeah. I'm just writing stuff. And then at a certain moment, I just hear this melody played by Chad. Mm-hmm. And I think like, okay, that's for this band. Mm-hmm. And then, so it's like, there's like a whole sound and atmosphere. And then if it feels right with this atmosphere, I think it's going to work. And most of the time it does, I hope.
Yeah. And Chad, how has your musicality changed since teaming up with Bram?
I think like, you know, I think any two musicians, you get them together and they influence each other by things that have been inspiring to them. Things that maybe like you are inspired by that they, you know, I think there's lots of just sharing of ideas. Not just like, hey, check out this new Charles Tolliver record, but really like instead like, oh, these concepts are like, I'll take Bram's like the way he writes chords and kind of think about it and go, oh yeah, that actually makes sense with this and I can use that here. Or, you know, we talk about, I mean, we spent a lot of time together, and so you talk about these kind of subtle things musically that maybe you think about or kind of a paradigm that you kind of view music in, and it just kind of adds to what you the way that you view music, I think.
Right. So. I bet we could have a whole complete other conversation about how you influence each other's beer tastes, too. But maybe that's a conversation for another day. Finally, I wanted to talk about the duet records you've done, Feathers. Feather was the first one a couple of years ago, or maybe last year. And the brand new one is Pendulum. And it's a unique album, a 25-piece suite. I wonder if you could explain what's going on here, Bram.
Yeah, what's going on there? it's a suite. It's inspired by classical music and a lot by the concepts of Bach and his organization of like his musical works, like going through all possible key tonalities. So that's what basically happens. It's like 12 tonalities, and we go through it twice, and then we repeat the first one. So that ends up being a 25 movement suite. So that's like, yeah, that's more a concept album, but it didn't start as a concept. It started more as I was writing a series of pieces, and it was actually like kind of a variation on a couple of ideas that came on keeping. They just kept keeping back, and so yeah, and then I ended up in a 25 movement suite. Yes.
And Chad, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how it mirrors the clock. Each movement is, well, it starts at midnight, then 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., goes through all the hours of the day, finishing with, as Bram said, the return to midnight.
That actually kind of, it's great. Like, I am fascinated by watches. And Bram is like, well, he's really good and really smart. So, There was a lot of like metronomic kind of ratios involved with the tempos, and like some of the tunes are named after clock pieces, and I think it just kind of made sense that we could kind of, there's actually on the art of the album, there's like a little clock overlaid on the 12 key centers and 12 hours, and you know, there's lots of interplay between those.
Very cool. Everybody should go look for Pendulum, the new duet album from Bram and Chad. And we've got time for one more tune from the quartet today. What'll it be? Who's going to finish off with their composition?
It's one of my compositions. Right. maybe it's related to the traffic jam. I don't know. It's acceptance or denial.